Hey everybody, Jake Carter here. Welcome back to Depression to Drive, your daily dose of gentle motivation to get you moving, even when life feels like it's throwing curveballs. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that affects so many of us. Anxiety. Ever feel like your mind is racing faster than a Formula One car on caffeine? You know that feeling when your heart starts pounding in your chest and your thoughts spiral into a whirlwind of what ifs. That's anxiety, folks, and it can seriously impact our mental health if we let it take the wheel. Let's get real for a minute. Anxiety isn't just about feeling stressed or worried. It's a whole beast that can manifest in different ways. We might experience physical symptoms like headaches, muscle tension, or even digestive issues. Mentally, it can feel like constant worrying, overthinking, and struggling to focus. But here's the kicker. Anxiety isn't always about big, scary things. Sometimes it sneaks up on us with everyday situations, like public speaking, social gatherings, or even just starting a new project. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Jake, everyone feels anxious sometimes. It's normal, right? And you're absolutely right. Feeling some anxiety is perfectly natural. It's that little voice in our heads telling us to pay attention and stay safe. But when those feelings become overwhelming, persistent, and start controlling your life, that's when it crosses the line. So, how do we tackle this anxiety beast? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Acknowledge it. The first step is recognizing that you're experiencing anxiety. Don't try to ignore or suppress those feelings. Instead, accept them as part of your experience. Think of it like acknowledging a grumpy guest at your party. You wouldn't ignore them, would you? You'd politely greet them and maybe offer them a drink. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds can be like runaway trains, constantly chattering away? Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention to the present moment. Pay attention to your breath, your surroundings, and even your body sensations. This helps calm the mental chatter and bring you back to center. 3. Challenge those thoughts. Anxiety often feeds on negative thoughts. When those what-if scenarios start popping up, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What's the evidence for and against it? Often, we find that our anxieties are based on exaggerated fears or worst-case scenarios that are unlikely to happen. 4. Move your body. Physical activity is a powerful anxiety buster. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that can elevate your mood and reduce stress. It doesn't have to be intense. Even a brisk walk or some light stretching can make a difference. 5. Seek support. You're not alone in this journey. Talking to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, can provide invaluable support. Sharing your feelings and experiences can help lighten the load and give you fresh perspectives. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who used to struggle with intense anxiety before presentations. She would get butterflies in her stomach, feel like she was going to faint, and her mind would race with negative thoughts. She tried all sorts of things, deep breathing exercises, meditation, even caffeine-free tea. But nothing seemed to work until she started practicing mindfulness during those moments. Sarah focused on her breath, noticing the rise and fall of her chest, the coolness of the air entering her nostrils. She paid attention to the sounds in the room, the feel of the microphone in her hand, anything to bring her back to the present moment. This helped calm her nerves and allowed her to deliver presentations with more confidence. Remember, anxiety doesn't have to control your life. By understanding its impact on mental health and implementing these strategies, you can take charge of your well-being. Keep in mind that progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your victories, and never hesitate to seek support when you need it. This is Depression to Drive, and we're here to remind you. You've got this. Now go out there and make something amazing happen. And don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. Let me know what resonated with you or if you have any questions. Until next time, keep moving forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.